Hi, everyone. So this is the first radio show of the International Committee of this academic year. And today we'll be focusing on Italian culture. So I'm with Ottavia and Giulia.
Hello,
and they're
going to
talk a bit about their Italian experience. So we'll start off with the common stereotypes about Italians as a whole. What do you think?
I think the most common one is definitely the food aspect of Italy and the fact that Italian people largely only eat pasta and pizza and lots of carbs in general.
But is it true?
Yeah,
I mean, we don't only eat pasta and pizza, but I mean, personally,
pasta at least once a day.
Can't speak for everyone, but I always eat pasta.
We used to do it twice a day.
Every day. No, not twice, but...
No, we did. When we were younger, we did twice a day. Now we do
once a day. Now just once a day.
For lunch.
And then pizza's like, whenever we go out, like...
Weekly.
On like a Sunday or something, we get a pizza. In Italy. In England, it's a bit harder to find a good pizza.
Yeah, you need to go to an Italian restaurant if you want to get pizza. You can't just go to, like, Domino's or like, one of those fake, like, they have Italian names, but they're not actually Italian.
And what is the best type of pasta or pizza?
Well, for pizza, I love margherita, so get that. I know it's, like, people would think it's simple, like, oh, so simple, but basically, literally everyone gets margherita. It's the best.
I like, well, in England, definitely margherita would be the best because, you know, they're not going to mess anything up. It's just the classic, like the safe.
Yeah.
And no pineapple.
No pineapple. But maybe sometimes I'll have prosciutto pizza. I don't like pepperoni, but...
Salami, sì.
Yeah, if I've got prosciutto.
For pasta, I like ragù e bolognese or...
Carbonara,
I like
definitely.
Carbonara, yes.
That's and I make a mean carbonara.
Add tomato sauce as well, like the simple, basic one, but still, it's a classic. You can't go wrong with that.
And then in Rome, which is where we're from, you definitely have to go with the cacio e pepe.
Yeah.
That's definitely the best one. You can't not.
Yeah, yeah. And pesto anche.
Okay.
Oh, whoops. I still get Italian by accident.
So about Italy, if you had to actually just recommend one place to go to any UK British tourist, what would you say?
We are from Rome, so we would...
Yeah.
But... If I have to look at all of Italy, Tuscany is such a beautiful place. Like, there's so many nice like places to go. Like, you can go and visit Florence, Siena.
Go to Sicily.
Oh yeah, Sicily's not in Tuscany, but
no. But there's so many. It depends what you're looking to see.
It depends on the food. So if you like pizza, go to Naples.
No, food is good anywhere in Italy. I think what's the most important is like what part of Italy that you're looking to go see. So if you're looking to go see, like, historical things and things like that, you should probably go to Rome because all the museums, all the art,
things everywhere.
Like, the ruins, there's so much in Rome because it's not really been restored. It's quite unkept.
Like, we've lived in Rome all our lives, and basically there, wherever you go, it's like a ruins. So,
but it's
so
it's
it depends
beautiful.
What type of aspect you're actually looking for.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like a modern version, probably Milan, I would say. Or the countryside, if you Tuscany.
Also, Venice is very beautiful.
Yeah,
want to go on the gondola.
Yeah, and but don't you think there are too many tourists nowadays?
Yes, I agree. Like in Rome, there's so many tourists, like in the, I guess you call them Spanish Steps, and like the main like touristy area of Rome, you can't even walk by. Like COVID obviously has decreased.
Yeah, and it's been really beautiful walking around Rome with no one there. But I think there's always like the classic tourists with their like Hawaiian t-shirts and their fanny packs. Like,
can't imagine.
It's kind you can of always funny. Tell when someone is a tourist.
It's so easy. Like even. Like in at school here, I can tell when someone's Italian or English.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Just on it, I could just see like their face just tells me.
Facial features.
I mean,
yeah, features.
I
like
can a little bit. But.
Obviously, like British people are usually paler, and then they've got and they just like walk around in a different way. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
It's a different sensation when I see them.
What about character?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's very different.
So different. Yeah, I would say, like. I can't speak for all Italians because, like, Italians are usually very loud and passionate. They talk with their hands. I am like that, but like I'm more quiet sometimes.
You're quite reserved, but around other
people.
But I still,
like, when I talk with my hands and I just talk loudly. So it's like, it's a stereotype that is also true, I would say.
But I didn't think that in England, like, English people are louder. I think it just depends, like, where you are. Like, in Italy, obviously, Italian people are going to be louder. And I think Italian people in Italy are louder than English people in England, if that makes sense. But Italian people in England are less loud.
Okay.
You gotta tone it down for the others.
Yeah, you kind of have to, like, you have to, like, adapt.
Yeah.
So what do you miss most about Italy?
Well,
I guess it's a hard question, because
I miss, well, obviously my family.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would say, first, obviously the food. Like, I can't not say the food. And maybe the weather, because it's just in Rome, there's mostly there's like a lot of sun. It's much warmer than in than England. Mm. And the weather overall is very is much nicer in Italy. And also, what's something else?
I really like the atmosphere for some reason. Like, it just makes me feel at home. Just like people. Yeah. I just like the Italian people and how, you know, you'll be on the street and they'll be like honking and they'll be screaming. And it's kind of like strange, but I kind of miss that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It's kind of the Italian attitude.
Yeah, just like
interactions.
The sensation of being home and spending time with people like that. And like when you come to England and you meet Italian people, it's like seeing like an angel.
It's the best. Like if you like when I run across, when I come across other Italian people like in Wellington or England, or I just hear people speaking Italian, it feels so good. Like, oh my god, my language.
Like, need to go talk to them
from my country. It's just the best feeling.
So mostly the people.
Yeah, I guess the people.
Even though, I mean, there are exceptions.
So for someone trying to actually learn Italian, what would you recommend as movies, series, music?
Well, we growing up, we always watched the like Alberto Sordi movies. He's a really famous actor.
They're in black and white.
Yeah, so. Like back in the day, but he's hilarious.
But
he's so funny.
Definitely not recommend for someone learning Italian because
I mean,
like,
yeah, to be honest, it's Roman
dialect, Roman accent, really hard to understand.
That's true.
But
in all the Italian movies, there's like dialect and like.
Those are the old ones, though.
Really? Because even nowadays, like, if you watch, like, I mostly watch Italian comedies, to be fair. And usually those have
comedies,
a lot of, like,
I would recommend Checco Zalone, but...
Yeah, but he's just the same. He's from...
He's from...
The South, and he has, like,
he?
Definitely a very distinct accent.
Yeah, but no, it's not.
It's
you can understand him, though. And, theirs are really funny. And then I also love, this is a bit older, Fantozzi. It's just the funniest thing.
Like, what is it?
It's just this comedy about this guy who's just very unlucky in everything. And it's his life.
Or Mr. Bean.
Okay.
Kind of.
The Italian version of Mr. Bean.
Yeah, except he's way funnier. Not to be biased. I feel like humor is different in Italy, I guess. But he's just hilarious. And he does speak.
I would 100% recommend that movie, or those movies, because just hilarious.
And what about music? Any big hits?
Well, the song that everyone knows, I think, is Volare.
That's another oldie.
Everyone knows that song. We really know basically most old songs because we...
Yeah, our parents taught us old songs, but like recent songs, honestly, I feel like... I've just been a bit out of touch because I'm here in England, but...
I don't know any of the songs that my Italian friends know. It's kind of sad, but mostly, like, rap songs, so I don't know if I would, like, necessarily recommend them because it's, like, I listened to one the other day and I didn't even understand what they were saying. I thought they were speaking a different language. I fully thought they were speaking a different language.
Okay, so music-wise,
but
not
much. I like Rita Pavone, even though, again, she's quite old, but... It's quite...
But she's still singing today.
Yeah.
Right?
I think she's dead, actually.
Oh, never mind.
But, yeah, just that old school music from her, I really
enjoy.
You
have to give them some
You can dance
new
to
music.
It. Someone?
Some current music, though.
There's always Mina. She's like 90s, I think. Mina's like a massive pop star back then.
Okay.
My like current music.
Oh, Tavi, I don't know. I genuinely, you should write up on this if you were going to say current music.
Okay. And if you had some friends who were actually going on a trip to Italy, mm-hmm. what would you recommend as like common phrases that they should use? Anything to get by, basically.
Well, I guess if you want to ask for directions, you can ask like, dov'è il Colosseo? If you want to order some coffee, you can say, you can just go to a bar and say, hey, posso avere un caffè? Or if you want to say thank you, grazie.
Yeah.
And please is per favore.
And then hello and goodbye is ciao.
Ciao. And goodbye is also ciao.
Okay. But would you say that most Italian people speak English and...
Yeah, I would say most Italian people that I know. Yeah.
No, they don't.
There's a lot of English schools in Italy, actually. A lot of people will go to English schools.
Julia, those are just, like, the people, our friends, though. Like, not Italian, like,
people
normal
people
who
English
go
school
to...
in every Italian school.
Nah, no, I don't. I would say...
You don't... What do you mean normal people?
People who haven't gone to, like, an English, a French school like us or an English...
We went to a French school, but I know people that go...
Yeah,
most
but
people
we
go
had,
to the English schools, like the Marymount.
We had an English nanny for to help us, Julia. Normal
what
people...
You, yeah. What are you talking about?
Delete this.
What? No.
Okay, so since you guys are both at boarding school in the UK, what would you say is the biggest difference between the Italian educational system and the British one?
Okay, well, I would say that I did not go to, like... Italian high school, but I do know from my friends and like just from experience and living there that once you reach like 14, instead of doing GCSEs like in England, you have to pick like a, you have to already specialize into something.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like liceo scientifico, liceo classico, liceo
linguistico, artistico.
So that means like classics, so you where you learn Latin.
Yeah, you focus on those subjects.
Greek, ancient Greek, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scientifico is where you learn
sciences. And maths are the primary things, yeah.
And yeah, it basically goes on then. Artistico, it's more leaning towards the arts.
Yeah, but you still have other classes and all the other
subjects.
Yeah,
you still do maths and stuff like okay. that. But so that's just the difference. And also, just this is more like... in the atmosphere. I mean, I think this is because this is a boarding school, but here you're just very respectful to the teachers here. You and the teachers, you just have to, it's a very serious working environment.
Yeah.
But in Italy, you mostly joke around with the teacher, you make fun of them.
No, I think that's not entirely true. I mean, we still need to, in Italian schools, people
probably depends what type of school you go to.
Yeah, it probably exactly. depends. Yeah,
but what's your opinion on it? Do you think there is a good option?
I prefer the English system because, I mean, when I was 14, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't know if I was more like into the sciences or the classics. So I think it's much better that. In GCSE, we can pick like a variety of subjects and IB as well. So then they give you more time to decide.
But I guess in A level, you have to specialize quite fast as well.
That's true.
Early on.
I think
at like 16 years old.
Yeah, it's a bit later.
Yeah.
I do think that in terms of like quality of education, the educational system is definitely higher in England. I mean, in Italy, there's like the best school in Italy would be La Bocconi in Milan.
That's university.
Yeah, but I'm still talking about, like, the best university in Milan, you can get in with, like, a 1200 or, like, a 1250 in your SAT, and that's, like, the best school in the country, best uni in the country, sorry. So I think that still the standard is, though it's a great school, especially for economics and things, I still think that, in general, you would get a better education if you were to come to England. And I think that's mostly why we came here. I mean,
yeah, there's definitely like a lot more choice in terms of universities
here
than there is in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess kind of to come back to the contrast between English and Italian people, what would you say is the biggest difference in terms of like fashion style and how people go in the streets, basically?
Well, I think there's like a stereotype that everyone in Italy wears Prada and drives a Ferrari.
Yeah.
But that is not true. No, I've never seen a Ferrari in where I'm in Italy.
Seen
on
a
the
lot
streets.
More Ferraris in London.
Yeah, exactly. Most people in Rome drive like a beat up Golf. Anyway, and fashion-wise, we just wear like we always. I think we try to dress better than maybe people in England. Like you see in England, people wearing like gym clothes or sweatpants. We wear more like jeans or and boots. Like we try and wear, be a bit more sophisticated.
A bit less casual.
I'm not even, like, it's not even trying. It's just natural to wear that.
I don't think it's more sophisticated. I think it's just less, like, less of a tracksuit and more of a, like, it's not necessarily more sophisticated because most people walking around Rome aren't exactly, like, they're not wearing any designer clothes or, like, anything.
Yeah, definitely not.
Like, lots of ripped jeans and crop tops and like that's not bad, but I think it's just different from England. You see a lot of, especially with guys, you see a lot of tracksuits and you see a lot of maybe shell suits even. We don't
but
have
I
those.
Guess there's a strong contrast between actually like the uniforms where everyone's in suit and then
that's
in the evenings
true.
Everyone in tracksuit.
That is
whereas
true.
In Italy it's a bit more constant.
Yeah. We don't have any I don't know of any Italian schools that actually have a school uniform. So, there's that.
Oh, yeah. Our old school didn't have a uniform.
No, you just wear...
casual clothes.
Yeah, the whole day
through. Depends, maybe, but... I've never heard of a school with a uniform. But I'm sure there is one, but I don't know.
So, if you had to convince all your English friends to move to Italy, what would you say?
In terms of, like... Okay, so there are pros and cons. I think the cons is... mostly about governmental corruption. There's
economic crisis.
Yeah, there's been a parliamentary crisis at the beginning of this year, actually, from between January and February, where the Prime Minister kind of refused to support Matteo Renzi, the Prime Minister refused to support Conte, who is the president, his government. And so we didn't actually have an election, we didn't have a vote. The parliament had to decide themselves who they wanted the next prime minister to be, which is a bit against the whole like republic ideal. But they chose this guy Mario Draghi, and he was doing an all right job. But he's got
overall,
a few comments.
The Italian government is just corrupt, especially.
I mean, there's a lot of different political figures that have been involved with the mafia.
It's one of the most corrupt governments in the EU as well.
I don't know about that, but
I guess here you have Brexit, so
that's
is the political situation much better?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, actually. I don't know much about the English political situation, but I think Italy is just known to have terrible political situations.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I mean,
not to mention in the south, just all the money that you pay in taxes just goes straight to the mafia, so it doesn't really go into fixing our roads or doing actual useful stuff. Like our roads, they're just always cracked. Like you cannot go through a car without bumping your head up the roof like 100 times. And then there's trash on the side of the street all the time.
Like, okay.
What about the pros, though?
The pros. Well, Italy is just such a beautiful, historic country. It has... It's just... The weather is amazing. It's timeless, yes. And in Rome, you just drive around in the center. You pass by the Colosseum.
Like it's nothing.
And you just see it there every
like
day.
We just drive... My mom drives past it every day to go to work. And she doesn't even... Like,
she doesn't even
she
look
doesn't
at
even
it. Yeah, it's just normal.
Think about her.
And
you pause in front of all these, like, historical buildings and monuments, and it's just so beautiful, I really think.
Yeah, and then we have nice
so
parks,
the culture.
I would say.
Yeah, I love the culture and the history
there's
behind
nice parks.
Italy. I mean, it's like...
Villa nice Borghese, very nice.
Yeah, you
we
can,
live next... Oh, wait,
you can, like, ride around on, like... You can ride around on like the bikes and there's like multiple people bikes, but I mean we also got great sports in our country, like football is pretty good.
Do you want to talk a bit about the Euro?
I mean, Italian pride. If you're Italian, you should be very proud of your country this year, because
I mean,
Julia,
but to be honest, during the summer It was great.
It was like victory after victory.
It was such a good time.
It was the best summer of our lives.
There was like, I mean, I don't know about that, but there was like so many people in the streets of Rome. There was like a massive screen with all the
because of football.
Yeah,
there was like in Rome there was like this huge thing.
In like Piazza dei Popoli.
Probably many people got COVID, unfortunately.
No, but I think, okay, yeah, I guess it's not the best
we
idea.
We were good. We were inside.
We were watching at home with some friends.
Yeah. So I guess it's the culture.
Yeah.
The sports. Football.
Football.
Better than the UK.
Yeah. To be honest, I've heard so many things about, like, us playing dirty in the last game.
First of all, not true,
because England definitely played dirty against Denmark.
And
they're just better, I think.
The laser in the eye of the goalkeeper, not to mention Sterling diving all the time.
We're going to get hated on so much. If I was Chiellini, I would have tugged on Saka's shirt as well. I have no shame in saying that, because I really think that he was going to go for like
the rules say that was not a red card. He got
what he needed
card,
to get,
and that's what
and
he deserved.
It's fine.
Yeah,
we won,
and
so.
We won fair and square, and we were dominating most of the game.
We
except
had like
the first 2 minutes.
We had 80% possession of the ball.
So we did.
That is a made up statistic, but based on what I was watching, not biased. Definitely more than 50 is all I've got to say.
I feel like the only football game in the Euros that we actually played worse in, and the other
Spain?
Team deserved to win was Spain. Spain dominated that round, but we won.
Do
you have a stat?
60%, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, 67, I would say. And but we won out of luck and out of hard work as well, obviously.
Not just luck,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, hard work. But obviously, Spain is definitely going to be a big contender in the World Cup. In Europe.
England is too, let's just say that.
Yeah, well, let's make the viewers happy.
What about the Eurovision?
Oh, I adore Eurovision. I watch it every year and felt really good.
That's back to the music stuff.
Yeah,
Maneskin,
oh, true. I mean, you should listen to their song.
Listen to their song.
Very rock and roll.
Yeah.
I mean, not as rock and roll as...
No.
Oh, I don't want to get bashed by the rock fans by saying that. But... I like their music, and I definitely thought that we deserved that win as well. But like, yeah, we got loads of points from the public vote, and that I was really happy about that. And then, yeah, England got lost, which is kind of sad for them. But oh well, 0 points, but not that I'm counting. We got like 500. We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll end up with a little general knowledge quiz about Italian culture and Italy as a whole. So how many Italian regions can you name?
Okay,
do you know how many there are?
Let me try this. I'm going to go from north to south.
Well, no, let's do one each.
Okay. Piemonte.
Emilia-Romagna.
Lombardia.
What's up?
Quick.
Veneto. Toscana, Lazio, Campania, Sicilia.
No, one each.
Liguria. Umbria, Puglia, Lazio,
Valle d'Aosta,
Abruzzo,
Calabria, Sardegna,
Molise. Do you know anymore?
Puglia, did you say Puglia?
Did we say Lombardy? Did we say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Trentino Alto Adige.
Trentino. Friuli Venezia Giulia.
Basilicata.
Good one.
Not bad. I don't know any of the Italian regions, so I can't actually check, but...
I don't know the number, is the thing.
What about name five famous Italian people?
Dante Alighieri.
Oh, good one.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, no, I don't want to. Who's Italian?
Marco Polo. He counts.
Christopher Julia. Columbus. I swear, Mr. Blum.
Buffon. Gianluigi Buffon.
Oh, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's famous.
Yeah.
Totò.
Monica Bellucci.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
So, guys, very last question. If you were in Italy right now, what would you be doing?
I'd probably be in Piazza del Popolo. It's not very far from where we live. So, I'd probably be there, going there after school to get my favorite ice cream. Ottavia, where would you?
I'd be sitting right next to you, also having ice cream, ideally stracciatella and nocciola and cioccolato. Ideally, those three flavors are my favorites. But it doesn't stracciatella doesn't exist in England, which is a big problem in my life. But
yeah,
I'll get over it. Yeah.
And with that dramatic
yes
and sad point,
I think the interview ends here. Thank you so much for those insightful comments about Italian
grazie a tutti
culture.
Thank se you, siete italiani Pia. E state ascoltando questo podcast,
contact the international committee if you want to be part of the podcast.
Yes.
We'd be very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.